Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Tzadi Hei, and we're going to talk about the Malacha of Binyan. Binyan, but not the usual cases of Binyan, of Bona, which is Bekarka, but we're going to talk about Binyan Ba'adam, and Binyan Ba'ochlin, and related issues as comes up on today's daf. So the Mishnah quotes on daf Tzadi Dalar Mabez, a Machlokas Tanaim, about braiding hair on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says that if someone braids their hair on Shabbos, so then that is an Issa D'Araisa. Rabbi Eliezer Mechayev. And the Chachamim say, Osrim. The Chachamim say, no, it's only Osir Durabanan for Godelis. So what is the Malacha? According to Rabbi Eliezer, what is the Malacha Daraisa of Godelis of braiding hair? Or Pokeses of parting hair? So the Gemara says on the top of Tzadi Heyman Aleph, Kocheles Mishum Tzovas, coloring the face is because of the Malacha of Tzoveya, and Godelis. And Pokeses are Mishum Bone. That's the Malacha Bone. Braiding hair is the Malacha Bone B'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, V'chiderach Binyan B'kach. Is that normal? How could Rabbi Eliezer say that there's an Issa Daraisa of Bone when it comes to braiding hair? Is there Bone when it comes to people? So the Gemara answers, in, yes, there is. As the Gemara says, Gemara also quotes this in Brachas and in Erevin, right? The first three Masechtas here in Shas, Brachas, Shabbos, Erevin, have this, says the Gemara, Kedar Shem Shem Menasya, Vayivan Hashem Elokim Esatzel. Hashem built the rib into Isha. Malameit Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chava. Hashem created and braided Chava. Ve'eviyah Eitzel Adam. And brought her to Adam. So you see the Lashon of Ayiven, Bona, when it comes to a person. So too, we use that for Hilcha Shabbos, that braiding hair also can be Da'oraisa on Shabbos. Machlokes Tanam. The Machlokes might be whether there is, right, according to the Chachamim, it's Ein Derech Binyan, meaning Machlokes. Machlokes Tanaim, the Meiri classifies this, Machlokes Tanaim, that whether there is Binyan Bekelim and Ba'adam. And he links it. The Meiri says, Mikol Makom, Eino Binyan Gamur, Li Kari Toldos Bona L'Chayef Chadas, Al Derech Shabbat Bekelim, Ein Binyan Bekelim. So he links this to the Machlokas of Binyan Mekalim, which is not our topic today, whether there is Ein Binyan Mekalim, what about total making the Kli, maybe we'll just touch on that a little bit later. But either way, Machlokas Tanaim, step one. The Avnei Nezer and Etshuva in Arachayim, Siman Reish Tezvav, says, first of all, why did the Rabbanan not darshan that Pasuk? Right, it says, Vayiven, by Adam and Chava. So why wouldn't they agree to Rabbi Eliezer? It seems that we use the Lashon of Binyan when it comes to Chava, and if you use the Lashon of Binyan, isn't that the Malacha Binyan? So the Avnei Nezer says, because you look at Maseches Nida, there is a different limud that different Tana learns from it, and maybe they're a bun and hole like that limud, right? That's the Gemara in Nida on Daf Mem Hei Mabez, where the Gemara darshins that a woman has a certain type of internal instinct and insight that men don't have. And maybe that's what they use it for, and that's why the pasuk is not open to darshan for Binyan B'Shabbos. My time at the Rebbe, Dechsev, even Hashem al Kimat Hatzelam, Amish, Adon Sakarish Baruch Hu, Bina Yisera, Beisha, Yoser, Mibaish. Right, the Tozer Rush there, and others say that's why maybe a girl is Bat Mitzvah at 12 and a boy is 13. Bina Yisera, Beisha, Yoser, Mibaish. So if you have that drasha, so that's why it's not open to learn this drasha for Binyan. Really, it's Machlokas Rishonim within the Rabbanan. Within the Rabbanan, the Avnei Nezer assumes. Because if you look in Rashi and Ksubis, on Daf Vav Amabez, right in the beginning of the Masechta, Rashi quotes there that Mafis Mursa, right, popping a blister, which Malacha is that on Shabbos? So Rashi quotes that it is Bona. This is not within Adas Yachid, right? This is regular the Rabbanan Shita. Rashi says, Mafis Mursa Posech Peh, Nefach Shakar and Klug. Im Lasos La Pe Chayev. If you're doing it to have an opening Chayev. Shum Sakin Pesach. Vachayim Yishum. Bona. Da Ashkechon Binyan Be Baalei Chayim. Rashi quotes, because we find Binyan by Baalei Chayim. Dichsiv Vayiven Es Atzela. The Gun Hashah says, look in Shabbos Sadi Hey. Look on our daf. So Rashi quotes there. Mavis Mursa. That's not within the Shita of Dafka. The sheet of Rabbi Lazar that says that Godeles and Pokes is Daraisa. This is general. Mafis Mursa is Chayiv. So Rashi must think that there's a difference between braiding the hair and Mafis Mursa. And the Rabbanan agree that Mafis Mursa is going to be Bona. Right? It must be braiding the hair is Dafka, something unusual. That's Shalok Kederach. Really, fundamentally, there can be Bona Ba'adam, Mafis Mursa, but the Bona of braiding hair is not Derech. and that's why the Rabbanan would say that it is not bona. But if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this halacha of Mafis Mursa, he does not say bona. So according to the Rambam, it could be the Rabbanan reject. No, there is no bona, period, when it comes to Adam. The Rambam in Perak Yud, halacha Yud Zayin, quote, that this is a different malacha, and there are many Gemaras that have this machlokas. We've shown him which malacha is being described. Hamafish shchin b'shabes, kedei laharchiv piyamaka, kederach sharofin osin. Somebody pops a blister in order to make the opening wide. Sheimis kavanin b'rafu laharchiv piyamaka rizachayim ishum, maka b'patish. Shezuhi malachas harofe. This is maka b'patish. Right, the Rive, it says here, nuscha achrina malachas bona. The Ravid there says it could be the malacha of Bonat. So again, Machlokas, we've shown him how to understand this exclusion of the Rabbanan. Is it never Bonat b'kelim or b'adam like the Rambam and would understand, or is it no Dafka here you wouldn't? The Avnei Nezer also says towards the end there maybe this case that case would be different. Let me just find the other line. He says, "V'kvar kasavnu la'el diyesh lomar Rashi l'taimei, but din ein binyan mekelim dafilu osa kol akli ein binyan mekelim." Man, there is a machlok as we shown him by binyan mekelim. The Gemara says ein binyan mekelim, but some shown him say, "What if this binyan gomor? You bin the entire kli. Ein binyan mekelim means you can't put it together. There's no bone. What if you make the entire kli?" So Rashi still says ein binyan mekelim, while Tosfos says, "No, if you're going to build the whole kli, so then there is." Binyan. So maybe that's the answer. By Chava, that's why. That why is there bona there? Because the whole kli was built, the whole person was built. So maybe that's bona. But when it comes to just putting things together, so maybe that wouldn't be bona, and therefore you wouldn't be able to expand it to other cases to apply it there. That is all binyan ba'adam. Let's move on to binyan be'ochlin. The Gemara says later on the daf here, making cheese on Shabbos, megavein chayiv mishum bone. If somebody makes cheese on Shabbos, with the whey and the chemicals, one is chayiv for bone, asks the Rashba. One second, if there's ein binyan bekelim, there surely ain't binyan be'ochlin, says the Rashba. Ubaze nichali, this is the Rashba on daf kuf beis. It's even more surprising that you would have binyan ba'ochlin, right? What's his assumption? His assumption is that the classic binyan is by karka. So kalim is already distant from karka. Ochlin is even more distant from karka. So if you say ain't binyan ba'kalim because it's not the classic binyan, so surely ochlin is even much farther away. So that's the Rashba. How could they be binyan by food? Answers the Rashba, just like, and this is what we just referred to, even by binyan bekelim, many Rishonim, the Rashba, the Rabban themselves included, that if you make the entire kli, then there is binyan. Then there is binyan. Ulafi ze, ella, says the Rashba, ella sha ose davar mitchiloso chayv mishum ose kli, v'hu abone. Right, there's no binyan bekelim, there's a siya. Bekalim, which is nechsha bona. Ulafiza kasav haramban de efsha to call kli shizach uman b'chazar also machayim shem bona. If you need an expert to put something back, because that's like oset tri kli mitchilaso. But again, the Rashba says even by binyan bekalim you have an exception to the rule and says yesh binyan bekalim if you're going to make the whole kli. So maybe here too, if you're going to make the whole food, you're going to make it into cheese. So then there is binyan ba ochlin. That is the Rashba. If you look in the Me'iri, so the Rashba really parallels, right? If you say ain binyan bekelim, you'd say ain binyan ba'ochlin. If you'd say yesh binyan bekelim, by asiyas kol akli, you say yesh binyan ba'ochlin. So he links the two. But if you look in the Me'iri, Me'iri says beferish, that you can be mechalik between the two. It says the Me'iri on our daf, tzadi hei, v'amagabin chay mishem bona, v'yavav yishayid amru ain binyan bekelim, yesh binyan ba'ochlin. Even though we said there's no binyan when it comes to kelim, there is binyan when it comes to ochlin. So why is that? Why would there be a chilek between the two? We know there are a number of malachos that don't apply to foods. You know, the malachos that can apply to foods. There's no choresh when it comes to foods. But for example, we had earlier the ayin hay about ibud. Somebody salts meat. the Gemara says there on Ayin Heva Beis. Rav Barafuna says, Hai man de malach bisra chai vishu ma'abed. Somebody salts meat, then what's the malach ma'abed classically? Salting, tanning by hides. What if you salt meat? Chai vishu ma'abed. Rava Amar, ein ibud ba'ochle. No, there's no ibud when it comes to food. That's part of the food processing. Not called emalacha. And then Rav Ashi says, and even Rav Barafuno said it was a problem, is only if kabayla l'urcha, if you're doing a lot of it to for storage. Aval lebesa lo mashvi inish mechleis. But if you're just doing it to eat, so then a person doesn't make their food into a piece of wood. I mean, you're not going to salt it so heavily. So you see, ein ibud ba'ochlin. One example. Or the Shulchan Aruch talks about the malacha of tzviya. The malacha of tzviya, the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Simin Shin Chaf. The end of Shin Chaf, Sif Yutes or so, the Shulchan Aruch says, Litin Charkom B'Tavshil, putting Charkom, some type of spice in a Tavshil, is mutter. Vein Lachish Lomishim Soveya, De'ein Tzviya Ba'ochlin. There's no coloring when it comes to foods. Mishnah Bura, V'chein Mutter Litin Yayin Adom B'toch Yayin Lavan. You're allowed to put red wine into white wine, the afal pisha misadeim, right? Even though it's going to get red. The afilu mechavin lechadchilo lasos mare ba machal ba mashke gam ke mistaver dein lahachmir ke nira biprimigadim lechora. Even if you have kavana to make that color, it's probably mutter. But well, if he mashakas abenish masadim nachalim no amizeh. But you know, maybe it's better not to if you have kavana dafka for the color. Mikomako main rashtar lasos mare biayin saraf udvashi yiknu mimeri. You're not allowed to do something to make something look colorful in order that people buy it from you, because then you're not using it as food, you're using it as merchandise, right? You're using it as for a purpose, right? That's what the poskim also say, that there is lachachilu to use red wine at the seder, zecher to the dam, but the poskim say that, let's say you want to use white wine, but you want to color it red in order to be yotzei this minhag, so the poskim say you should put the red into the cup first and then pour the white in, because then you're not changing the white into red. Right, but if you do it the other way, so then it's a problem. What do you mean, ain't tzviya ba'ochlin? No, ain't tzviya ba'ochlin means tam, that it's a side effect. Let's say I'm making tea, I'm making coffee, so I'm coloring the water. Okay, but that's not the kavana for what you're doing. But if you're doing it dafka, l'shem the coloring, so that would be more of a problem, like the Mishnah Berurah just said. So again, ain't ibud ba'ochlin, ain't tzviya ba'ochlin, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Shin Chav Beis, in Sif Yud Beis, maybe there's no mechatech, when it comes to ochlin, right, you're cutting exact pieces, right, to a measured size. You're cutting cake. You want to cut it in exact pieces. That's not a problem. That's the Shulchan Aruch on top. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Chav Beis, achle behema ein bo mishim tikkun kli. Right, if you're making food for an animal, l'fichach mutter liktom afilu besakin kasho tevin v'laksos boshinav. Fine. The Mishnah Berurah, v'afilu hu machped al amida, ein bazeh shum chshash iser machmas b'chatech kivin didvar ochel hu. Quoting from the Chayei Adam, there is no malacha of mechatech. Also, there are others that in one's mouth, there is also no malacha. That's not by dafka by food, but in one's mouth, there's no malacha of lush when one is chewing and the saliva mixes in. There's no malacha of tochein in one's teeth. There's no malacha of borer if one takes something out of their mouth that they don't want to eat. So again, we have all of these examples of ein this malacha ba'ochlin, but here yesh binyan ba'ochlin. So what is the why is there binyan ba'ochlin? So some achronim suggest that a malacha whose essence is tikkun doesn't apply to food. Right, because you're misakin, then that would be called hachanas ha'ochel. That wouldn't be called malacha. We call it hachanas ha'ochel. If anything that you're doing is food preparation right before you eat it, so then that could be called hachanas ha'ochel. That's not called malacha. That could be part of why borer ochel yad and la'alter is mutter. Because if you're just separating it now, you're taking what you want, and you're doing it for with yad, so then that's called hachanas ha'ochel. That's not called malacha shavas. But a malacha whose essence is creation of something, so maybe it could apply to food too. So boneh is all about creating something. That's the essence of the malacha. And that's the malacha, so then maybe that could apply even to foods in certain cases. If you look in the Minchas Asher, in Simen Pei Gimel, he has a similar idea of how it could be. Again, the svara for the Meiri. How could it be binyan when it comes to ochlin, and no binyan when it comes to kelim? Venira mizeh, demash ein binyan mekelim. So the fact that ein binyan mekelim, it can't be because it's far away from karka. Because like the Rashba said, because then it will be even further by foods. Eino mishum dein binyan al bakarka. Elo mishum dein binyan bekelim. Per se, kelim is the problem. Not that it's far away from karka. Kelim is the problem. V'abone b'kelim eino chai mishem bone. Aval abone b'davar she'eino kli, av she'eino karka. V'lo mechuba l'karka yesh bo binyan. There's a problem by binyan b'kelim. But it's not that binyan b'karka is the only one that's chayiv. Nafgamina is binyan b'ochel. Binyan b'ochel is not kli, but it's also not karka. V'efshar b'ira davar. He says, what's the svara? The derech binyan hu b'chomrim ki'ikr binyan. By binyan, you use raw materials. Shehu chomer b'levainim. Like real binyan, you use bricks, you use cement. B'cheimar v'tit v'chadome. Avol kelim ein lo chomri binyan. By kelim, usually, it's not raw materials. It's pieces that have to be put together. Elo davar mushlam. Shetsuraso misukenes. U'muchana l'hanos ha'adam. L'fichach ein binyan b'kelim l'vein zed domo l'binyan. If you're making a kli from the start, that BMS is binyan, because that's like taking raw materials. And that's why here, even if you say binyan b'kli, because you have the pieces there, it's not raw materials, it's just pieces of a kli that you're putting together. There could still be binyan b'ochlin, it's more chamor. Shiny b'zeh, ochlin mikelim. Right, Ochlin is closer to real binyan. Why? You have raw materials, you have ingredients. The teva ha'ochlin shelafamim markivim osam zebazeh umitoch arkavas haminim v'chiburan mischadeshet surah chadasha. You put a bunch of ingredients in and you make something new. V'osin machal chadash mishemachi ish binyan ba'ochlin af shein binyan bekelim v'dok bazeh. That is the Mechaz Asher in Siman Pei Gimel Sif Beis, giving the svara to that Me'iriu takes it literally. Even if you say ain't binyan b'kelim, there could be binyan b'ochlin. Again, against that Rashba, because the Rashba seems just to link them, and therefore he says it's just like asiyas kol akli. So again, this is the number two. So we have the discussion of binyan ba'adam. We have the discussion of binyan ba'ochlin. Again, we didn't have the classic discussion of binyan, but those are the two. And just one other point that comes up on this daf when it comes to the malacha of bones. The Gemara says that, again, megabin chai mishum bone, because it is not allowed on Shabbos. What about on Yantif? What about on Yantif? So, l'chore megabin on Yantif, you know, maybe it should be mutter, because it's ochal nefesh. It's ochal nefesh, right? The Gemara says on Sadhehemet Aleph, Megabin Chai Mishum Bona, Mechabed Hamarbitz, Varoda Chalazvash, Shogi Bechavis Chayef Chatas, Hizid Beyantiv Lo Karabon. Hizid Beyantiv Lo Karabon. But what if you're doing it for Ochel Nefesh purposes? Says Tosfos. Why is it, you have the heter of Ochel Nefesh? Amai Loke Beyantiv. Says the Reeve, Amarita Ukil Ika Lokbi Barodha Samala Khashecha. You're doing it right before dark. Delochazi Sula Archim, Inami Bitvashi Hidvish or Asr Bahanod, Lochazi Lachila, Tamilari, the Kiva, the Mutala Gabi Biyadabita Torah, according to Torah, law you'll have to make cheese on Yantif, Afilu Beefshar, Afilu Lo Yeh Mutter Midrabanan, Ella Bidalo Efsharim Kane, Nafal Beso Biyantif. Yeh Mutter, live now so Biyantif. Unbelievable Kasha. If Megabit is Mutter on Yantif because of Ochel Nefesh, and we have the principle of Mitoch Shutra Malacha Litzarach Ochel Nefesh, Shutra Shlo Tzarach Ochel Nefesh, any Malacha that's Mutter to do for cooking is Mutter to do, period, even not for cooking. So, isn't this a case of Boneh? Boneh is Mutter on Yantif because of making cheese. So you should be able to build your house on Yantif, because that's Boneh. And what is Mutter? Based on Mitoch. Yeh Mutter Levnosa Biyantif. To keep Mitoch Shutra Binyan Litzarachim de Begabin, Havim Yishum Boneh. So do here. What's Tosfos the answer? You're right. It's only in the Siddur Rabbanan. V'yesh lomar da'asa midir Rabbanan, da'vi uvdin d'chol, ki hechi da'asurin t'china v'harkada b'yantif. Uvdin d'chol. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yantif, doesn't put Boneh as one of the malachas that's mutter for Ochel Nefesh. So according to the Rambam, you know, could get out of it, you have to figure out what does he hold about Megabein on Yantif. But the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchos Yantif, where he talks about the malachas that are mutter for Ochel Nefesh, so then he does not list. Here says the Rabbah, "Kala shoveis bi malachas avoda be'echad mehen, or is a kiyem mitzvah zasei. V'kala oseh be'echad mehen malachas she'eino letzorach achila kagon. Which malachas are not ochel nefesh? Gon she bana. Binyan is the first example of a malacha that's not mutter letzorach ochel nefesh. Bana oharas oarav achayosei lebitul mitzvah zasei v'avra lo zasei v'chulu." And the Rambam continues. So again, that's what the Rambam would say. Bone is never mutter letzorach ochel nefesh. Again, so what does Tosfos say? It's just it's just because of Uvdin Dechol. The Pnei Yeshua here, he gives another answer though. The Pnei Yeshua says, no, maybe there's a difference between different types of boneh. There's boneh lebo bayom and boneh leotsar. Says the Pnei Yeshua. Nearly borer. Tahadarin and Hakka Bishmaitzin, a Magabin Chai Mishim boneh, Hanodafka de Magabin Kedeli Yabsham, Ulatsnian Lazman Maruba. When are you Chai Mishim boneh? If you're making the cheese to put away, to dry out. Olamokron or to sell. The Pia Gavnet, Sarachlasoson, and Sakron came binion. Because then you have to do it in a binion type of way. Kadeshi is Kayev, Alo is Parek, so it doesn't fall apart. Avobim Gabain, Kadelachola Alter, Boso Yom. If you're making cheese to eat that day, near it, Voldami, the binion cloud, that's not binion at all. That's not what the Gemara is talking about. Vim Kanafiza, Sulu Ashkochon, the Hutter, Binion, Beyantiv, Lazaroch Kanal. When you make the boneh that's talking about in the on Shabbos Megabin Chaimishim boneh, that's what you're doing it for. La'achar zman, you're doing it la'otzar, and that's not mutter on yatif because that's not ochal nefesh. Right, so nothing to talk about. The boneh of making cheese for today, so that's not boneh. That's mutter l'sochal nefesh, but that wouldn't be called boneh. Again, there's a lot more there about that Pnei Yeshua and Tosfos, but these are the issues of binyan ba'adam ba'ochlin and biyantif. Okay, we'll stop here.